Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Tes. Sukkah Yerushalmi Daf Tes. And we are doing Daf Tes again in the Ozer Hadar on the bottom of Ches Amid Aleph. So we were discussing the Machlokes in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding a certain type of plank that one was not allowed to use. Mesachachim ben Asarim or Ein Mesachachim ben Asarim. Rabbi Yehuda says Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says not a problem. Rabbi Meir says no, it's a problem. And we had 2 days in the Gemara. What exactly was the type of board that was the under Machlokes? What was the problematic board? Was it too wide? It was a board that was Rochav Arba'a, right? 4 Tfachim wide. And that's the Machlokes is about Gzeres Tikra. Do we say that if it's a 4 Tfach wide, that's kind of like the boards that you use for your house? So if you use these boards, then you might just come to sit in your house for Sukkah, so that would be a problem. Do we make such a Gzeres Tikra? Or do we make a Gzera of Gzeres Kalim? The second suggestion is that it's a fancy type of board. Fancy type of board that was chiseled and planed, and you could make it into a nice fancy piece of furniture. Right now, it's not a piece of furniture. But do we say that if you use this, you might come to use when it's actually part of a piece of furniture, Gzeres Kalim? So that's the 2 days in the Gemara. What type of board is being discussed in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? We did, and now we're going to have 3 different deos in the, and we said that each one of them really holds the other one too, right? They each hold of the other one. It's just that they formulated what the Machlokes is about to tell us the Chiddush about one or the other, Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're going to have 3 different deos in the Gemara about this Machlokes, about the Machlokes in the Mishnah. But just before that, remember one question that we asked at the, in the last year, that we gave one answer for, which we'll expand on, and then we're going to give another answer, Rav Hashem, as we do the next Gemara. And that is the question of the Ritva. The Ritva asked on this Mishnah, why does Rav Meir use the Lashon of Oser? Or usually we're going to see that Rav Meir doesn't just Oser it. He says, if you have this type of board, it apostles the whole Sukkah. So it's just a Psula, right? That's a stronger word. Oser just means, yeah, it's not a good idea. Don't do it. But Psula is where it's actually a Psul. So the Ritva himself said, maybe it says Oser to teach me that it's only Oser Midrabanan. To teach me it's Oser Midrabanan. So why would that show that it's Oser Midrabanan? Because that's not as strong of a Lashon. Right, read the Ritva's Lashon again. The Ritva here on Daf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph. The Ritva's Lashon was, the Ritva says, Va'agav Urcha, so that's the Lashon. So why is that a Durabanan? So we mentioned in the Bavli Shirim, in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, based on Tosfos there. Tosfos in Sukkah Dav Beis asks a similar question. Why in Sukkah does it say that if it's Gavola Mal Maaser Ma'amah Psula, and the first Mishnah in Erevin that talks about making a Mavui lower than 20 Amos, it says Yema'it. So again, it's focused on the Gavra and not focused on the Chef. So what's the difference? The Tosfos says, Yemayit is Mashma Durabanan and Psula is Mashma Daraisa. Yishlomer says Tosfos, Delashin Yemayit Mashma Chumma Durabanan Ba'alma Upsula Mashma Daraisa. So why is that? So we mentioned then, maybe it's connected to a number of the Rishonim, but I'll quote it from the Nesivos, one of the Achronim. And that is, often, Isurei Darabanan are focused on the Gavra. The Rabbanan tell us what to do and what not to do, while Isurei Daraisa could be focused on the Chefza. That this Chefza is inherently poison for the Neshama, this Machalas Asuros. The Rabbanan can't say that. The Rabbanan can just tell us what to do and what not to do. Normative practice. But they don't tell us Bimahus. Right? And that's, the Nesivos connects that to the Rambam, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And that is if somebody, well, the issue is, do you have to do tshuva for an Isser Durabanan Bishogeg? If I didn't Aver Bishogeg, Aver Durabanan Bishogeg, do I have to do tshuva for that? So an Aver Daraisa Bishogeg, you have to Machal Shabbos Bishogeg, you have to bring a carbon. The first Mishnah increases, list off 30 plus, 36 or so, Isurim that get Karis. If I do them all Durabanan, of course, if it is a Durabanan, if it is a Daraisa, I have to do tshuva. Even though it was Bishogeg. What about an Issa Durabanan Bishogeg? Do I have to do tshuva for that? So the Nesivos says no. The Nesivos says no. Why? And he uses that to explain the Rambam quoted at the Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat around Reish Lama Dalet, which is if I sell you a piece of some food and you pay for it and you ate it and it ends up being not kosher. So do I have to pay you back? Do you get your money back? You ate not kosher. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say, well, it depends. If it was an Issa D'Araisa, yes, you get the money back. But if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, you don't get your money back. Because after all what? So Nesivos explains, because after all, what did you do wrong? It was an Issa D'Rabbanan B'Shogi anyway, so you basically didn't do anything wrong. Right? Because part of the Issa D'Rabbanan Issa is to have Kavana to go against what the Rabbanan said, because it's not about these inherent molecules that are problematic. It's that listen to the rabbis. So if I did not listen to the rabbis here, so there's no reason to have to pay you back. But it is the right, so yes, so that Nesivos is used, the Beshech Chachma uses this Nesivos in Parsha Shoftim, about the Rabbanans are focused on the Gavra, and the Raisas are focused on the Chefza. So maybe that's also part of what the Ritva means here, when the Ritva says, where it says, Oser, that's the Rabbanan. Not just a weaker Lashon than Psula, but focused on the person rather than the Sukkah itself. So that could be part of what's behind it. But anyway, that's one answer the Ritva gives. Why does it say Oser? To reflect this Darabanan and not Daraisa. A second answer is going to come up, Ed Hashem, soon. And that is the following. Let us see now where we're up to. Shmuel Amar. So we're up to, again, three different dayas about this Machlokas Shemer and Behuda in the Mishnah. Shmuel Amar Hada Da'at Amar La'orech. When do we say that if you put this board, according to Rabbi Meir, if you put this board, it ruins your whole sukkah? That's only if you put it lengthwise. Because if you put the board lengthwise, so let's say where the board is no sukkah, and each side of your board doesn't have enough to be a sukkah. Because imagine you have a sukkah with three walls. And then you put the board, the puzzle board, according to Rabbi Meir, you put it the same way, parallel to the two walls on the side. So now, on the two sides of your puzzle board, you have no kosher sukkah, because it only has two walls on each side. That's where it puzzles. So, ad-amar la-orech, avo la-roch av kosher. But if you put the puzzle board towards the edge of the sukkah, towards the open side of the sukkah, so you want to say, okay, that's ruined, that part underneath the board. But the part that's closer in, it's surrounded by three walls, as long as that is the shear of a sukkah, so that would be kosher. So Shmuel says, even Rabbi Meir, who says the sukkah is ruined, doesn't mean it's automatically, magically ruins your whole sukkah. It ruins under where it is. So if you still have a kosher sukkah on one side of that board with three walls, so that would be okay. L'rochav kosher, that's Shmuel. So Shmuel says, it's only possible l'orech and l'rochav. The Pnei Yeshua on this line says, this is why Rabbi Meir says oser. Doesn't say psula, because oser means in certain cases it's possible. But not in all cases. That's why you can't say psula, which it's always puzzle. The sukkah is always puzzle. You shouldn't do it. He asks you to do it. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says here. Umishem hachi loktani remeir posel ela oser. Delachanchila vade oser gzeir sheba yeshiv tachas aneser. Masheke lekamam, the Braisa, where he says there's a case where he quotes the Ar Yerushalmi, that some cases are kosher. Lo shach lemisti remeir posel. Delav milsa de psikahu, de zimne de kosher bekia gavnak, shinyecha pesel, samach ledofan emsoi, vish boso pesel akshar sukkah, de bekia gavna vadek shera. As we said, if you have a certain area on one side of the board, that's kosher. Shir yeshla gimel tfanos, ukad isa lehedya, be Yerushalmi. As the Ar Yerushalmi says the Pnei Yeshua here, on daf yudalit. So that is the first day of Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Melakish, Traveon Amrin, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokas say, in our case, again, there may be you to argue. The mayor says, puzzle, if you use this type of board, bein l'arach, bein l'aroch av kosher. Oh. Ryokhan Rabbi Shlomo say, no, really it's kosher. What do you mean kosher? Remeir says you can't use this board, but it's kosher if you use it. What's the case here? We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about each of these, but there's a specific case. Not always kosher, but a specific case is kosher. Rabbi Zrikan, b'shem Rav Hamnuna, the other extreme. Kedivrei mishehu posel kan, posel kan. Rav Hamnuna says, no. Arguing with Shmuel, it's a puzzle the sukkah, whether it's his rochav, whether it's orech, we're going to reject this. But this is Rav Hamnuna Shita. When Rav Meir says oser, he really means to puzzle the whole sukkah. So three deos in the Gemara talking about the machlokas in the Mishnah. So Rabin, Rabbi Bun Bon Kumi Rabbi Zeira, Mar Rabbi Yochanan Rishim and Lakash Trevan Amrin. What are Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakash talking about? I mean, they're the second Shita. What do they say? We have a machlokas in the Mishnah about this type of board. Remember, two different days about the type of board. Is it a wide board? Is it a fancy board? But how could Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish say it's all kosher? Whether you put it on la'orach or la'orach or la'orachav. As we explained, if you put it on la'orach and you put it straight down in the middle of the sukkah, and that's pusel, so then on each side of the sukkah, on each side of the board, you don't have a kosher sukkah. So why would it be kosher? Gemara says, yeah, it's talking about a specific way that you lie the board. Amar lon mishem she'ein schach pasel posel ela ba'arba amos. What is this referring to? You put the board that's problematic on the side of the sukkah. Meaning it's pasel schach next to the sukkah. And this is the principle of dofen akuma. As we have mentioned, one of the many halachal moshe misinais in sukkah. If somebody has pasel schach on the side of their sukkah, so then you're allowed up to four amos, a very large amount. Not like if you have airspace in your sukkah, in your schach, up to three tvachim. If you have pasel schach in the middle of your sukkah, four tvachim. If you have pasel schach on the side of your sukkah, up to four amos. You're allowed to say, is ke'ilu, the wall is bent, and it extends, and sometimes people have an awning over their sukkah. Their sukkah is next to the house, and there's an awning there. So you're allowed to have a pasel, it's very wide, even though, what do you mean? If the schach is very far from the wall. No, it's either the wall is bent, and it's as if the wall ends, according to one opinion, understanding. The wall ends at the end of your pasel schach, as long as it's within four amos. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is talking about. There's a case that even Rabbi Meir, who says that using these boards is problematic, it's only if it's put on the side and it's up to four amos, then it does not ruin your sukkah. Again, you can't sit under there. It's not called schach. You can't eat and sleep under the bent wall because you have to be under the schach, but that is the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Mas, and the Gemara now adds, what about the third approach, the third day in the Gemara? Rav Hamnuna says Rabbi Meir possibles everything, length, width. So Gemara says that doesn't seem to be true. Masisa pliga Rav Hamnuna. There seems to be a brisa against Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says in all the cases it's possible because this brisa, according to Rav Hamnuna, seems to have nobody who it goes like. The brisa says sukkah sheina machzekes. We'll take out that next word, Ella. Sukkah sheina machzekes or shulchan. You have a sukkah that is not big enough to hold most of your body and a table. Which that's the way the Gemara says the minimum size of a sukkah, which is 7 by 7 tefachim. That's the minimum size to fit a person and a little table. So you have a sukkah that's not big enough. It's not 7 by 7. So what do you do? The hevi neser v'yitzar v'menu shlosha tefachim. So what I do, I have good walls, but the schach doesn't cover 7 by 7 tefachim. So I have a board. I take a board that's 4 tefachim wide, right, which is the issue in the Mishnah for Rabbi Meir. 4 tefachim wide, but I put it 3 of the tefachim are on top of the walls, and they make my sukkah into 7. And then there's an extra tefach, the 4th tefach, that's just hanging over extra. That's over, hanging over extra in front of the walls. So I'm not going to use that as part of my sukkah. So it's a 4 tefach board, which our mayor said that is a problem, but I'm only using 3 tefachim here. So this brisa that says, if I'm using the 3 tefachim, and that brisa, well, it can't be a, who's that brisa according to? Meaning according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole issue is not an issue anyway. You can use a 4 tefach board. So the issue must be Rabbi Meir. And what do you see? Rabbi Meir is saying that if this brisa, assuming it has to be like Rabbi Meir, so you could have a board laid in a certain way, and as long as you configure it in the right way, you're going to be able to have a kosher sukkah, right? You have 4 tzvachim of good schach on top. You have 3 tzvachim in front of that, of this board. The extra tefach is on the outside. And the brisa says that's good. Again, sukkah that's not machzik, what do? Hevi neser v'yitzarev v'nur shlosha tefachim. Your mitzari, if you combine it, you combine 3 tefachim of the board with the 4 tefachim that you already have, and you're good. You're good. So Gemara says, intema l'rochav, and even if you want to say you lay it l'rochav, les yachol, you can't say this because according to Rav Hamnuna, you say everything's possible. Dom Rav Zvika and Bar Shem Rav Hamnuna, Kedivir Mishu Shuhu Posel Kan. According to Rav Hamnuna, this brisa doesn't fit in according to anybody. The Yehuda or even there. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of course it's kosher. But wide boards are kosher. There's no issue. And even according to Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Nuna say? He ruins the whole sukkah if you use this kind of board. You see, it's not ruined. You're using this 4 tefach board. You're using part of the 4 tefach board. And it's mashlim your sukkah. Ella, it must be, what is this brisa saying? By saying you could put it stuck on the outside. Ella fits into the first approach that we said. Ella kein anan kaimin la'orech. We said that it fits according to Shmuel. Shmuel said, when does it ruin it? Only if you put it la'orech, where it's lengthwise, and it splits 2 halves of your sukkah. And each half is not a good kosher sukkah. But if you put it widthwise, like is described in the brisa, you put it widthwise in the front of your sukkah, and now your sukkah is all good, so it's good. V'efshar shalish and tachtav. Just don't sleep under it, as we said. And therefore, it is all going to be, okay, you have to sleep in the back of the of the sukkah according to your mayor, which the Achronim wonder. So in the back of your sukkah, you only have four tefachim. So is four tefachim big enough for a person to be in? You can't fit the table there, but it's four tefachim would be enough to sleep in according to this. Okay. Period. We continue. Next Mishnah. Again, this parak is all about the structure of the sukkah. This first parak and a half of sukkah is about the structure of the sukkah. The second half of the second parak will be about the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah. Right? And then you get to the third parak, and then we'll get into the mitzvah of dal and minim. And the fourth parak. Then we get into the mitzvah of arava, and nisach ha-mayim, and then simchas beis ha-shoeva connected in the last parak. Says the Mishnah, tikra she'en alaha ma'azeva. I have boards, like in the days of old, where I have boards on my roof. I did not plaster, I didn't cement them down. So I just have boards. I have boards on my roof. And you know what? I wanna use it for a sukkah. So tikra, the carbon aid, the gag ha'asui mikoros onesarim. You have a roof that was made with boards, that it doesn't have a ma'azeva. Ma'azeva is like plaster or cement, carbon aid. If it has cement, lo mahani pikpuk. So then it doesn't help to move it or to loosen it. If part of your schach is plaster doesn't grow from the ground. Right? So that's not going to be good. You can't use that for schach. But if it's just boards, so that grows from the ground, it's not attached to the ground. So what do I do to make this, kosher? Tikra she'ena leha ma'azeva. So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a machloket between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel here. Look in the Rav Chaim Kadiyaski for a second. Tikra shal nesarim b'nei arba tvachim, shekach stam tikra tzviyos. There are four tvachim wide. It doesn't have a mazera, and there a mazera. Therefore, you could kosher this for sukkah. What's the potential problem here? As we'll see. Well, when you put the boards up and all together, it was not made l'shem. You don't need it to be made l'shem sukkah, but it was in a place where it was made as a roof for the entire year. And now all of a sudden you want to make it into schach. So that is a potential issue of tasav alomina asui, as we said, because now it's here. It's not a good sukkah because it's like a xeris tikra. And now I want to make it into schach. So what do you do? So if you do omer mishameis hillel, omefak peik, onotolachas bimetayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that this machlok b'sharm beis hillel. And beis hillel holds mefak peik. Either you have to move it around. Mifakpeik, move some around. Again, they're loose boards. They're not connected to each other. Oh, no talachas b'metayim, or take out every other one and put in kosher schach into that area, right? Other branches. So that's the choice. So one or the other. Mifakpeik or no talachas b'metayim. Beis Shammai omrim, no, you got to do both. Mifakpeik v'no talachas b'metayim. You have to move around the ones that are there. And a pashtus this Mishnah is, according to one interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda. Because we're talking about four tefach boards. According to Rabbi Meir, that's all puzzle. You can't just like pick it up and put it down. All those are puzzle according to Rabbi Meir. So let's say it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. But what do you have to do to make it usable? So Rabbi Yisrael says either or. Rabbi Shammai says both. You have to move the ones that are there and take out every other one and put in kosher schach, right? Because, as the Mefarshim here explained, maybe holds there's a double problem. There's gzeiras tikra, and that's why you have to be mefakpeik, but there's also tasav elmana asui. So that's why you have to move it to get rid of the tasav elmana asui problem and put some kosher schach in between because of the gzeiras tikra problem. Rabbi Meir Omer, no talachas b'metayim, in azorach lefakpeik. Rabbi Meir says, no, just take one out. So who is that according to? So the Gemara just adds that Rav Meir is talking about within Beis Hillel, v'im pikpeik einos orachlit olachas b'metayim. Rav Meir says, no, you could also do either or, like Beis Hillel said. So what does this mean? So the Bavli says that Rav Meir is saying that there's no machlokas here b'sham Beis Hillel. Everybody agrees to this. So Rav Meir seems to be the same thing as Rav Yehuda's Beis Hillel. Rav Meir is saying that really nobody argued, this is not a machlokas, everybody agrees that one does both. What exactly is mefakpeik? What exactly is mefakpeik? So if you look in the Rashi, look in Rashi here, where this is quoted in the Bavli. Rashi says, let's find the Mishnah, says the Mishnah, the top of Tezvav ben Aleph, Mfakpeik. Rashi says, Soser umenane es kulan. You shake him around. V'yachar kach notel achas b'beitayim, and then you take one out, v'nosim pesel bimkoma. So Rashi says, you have to shake them. You have to shake them, that's Mfakpeik. The Rush, and the tour quotes the Rush also, that I'm not sure if the ones that are there you have to shake, maybe just taking, maybe taking the Pirish. What is Mefak Pig says the tour? Tafresh Lamad Aleph. She Yasir Kol HaMasmerim L'Shem Asiyah Sukkah. You take out all of the nails, what's holding it together. Oh, She Yitol Mi Bein Kol Shnei Nesarim Echad. Or you take one out. Mefak Pig means just you loosen. Loosen the ones that are there, or remove the ones in between. So as a machlokas we've shown him whether mefakpik means just to loosen, or you also have to actively shake it around. The Bach here says maybe there's no machlokas. V'yefshar shem diktaku lashon Rashi, she goes if so ser umananeya kavanasu letzadin v'chulu. Okay, so he talks about whether it means one or the other, or both. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamakaras ubkaso bishputin. O baruchos hamita. What if I have pasul schach on my sukkah? I have metal rods, a shpud, that you're not allowed to have. That does not grow from the ground, right? Even if the post can talk about, you can't have something that is ground. You can't use, I don't know, clods of earth. That's not gidule karka. That's karka, right? And that can be used from this. So what if you have a certain type of raw material that grows from the ground, metal? I don't know, certain types of metals that you find in the ground. Can you use that for schach? No. That's not gidule karka. It is karka. And even if you don't make it into a kli, so it's not makabal tuma yet, but it's still not able to be used. So if a makaras sugasa bishputin, o baruch hazamita, or the sides of a bed. The sides of a bed. Imagine in the days of old, the beds were, you have four different, you don't have four poles on the bottom of the bed, but you have boards. You have four different boards. So a board is made out of wood. So you're going to use the long side of the bed for a board for your schach. So you can't do that, right? Because that's a cleat. That's made into a, you make that into a bed. So if you use either of these for your schach, so imyish revach beinayim kamosan kshera. If you have space in between them that you're going to put kosher schach, right, between each one, so then kosher, because then you're going to be able to have kosher schach, as long as there's enough kosher schach there. So as long as you have to put kosher in between. Part one. Part two of the Mishnah, okay, we'll talk about each one. Hachotit begadish. Let's say I have a big pile of straw. And then what do? I tunnel in the inside of the straw. Let's say kids are playing and they have this huge pile of straw and they make a hole in the bottom of it. All of a sudden, now you have a good sukkah. Right? Because now you have schach on top, you have a hole in the bottom, you made it 10 tefachim high and 7x7. So it's a good sukkah. No? No good. Hachotit begadish also sukkah, ain't a sukkah. Is that a psul d'araisa, psul d'rabanan? We will see in the Gemara. But that's not allowed if somebody is chotate bagadish, right? You have a pile and then you make the hole in the schach. So back to the first case. The first case in the Mishnah said, if I have pasul schach and I take out, half of them and I just have an equal amount of kosher schach, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, doesn't exactly mean equal. Tani yoser mikimosan. You need a drop more. A drop more kosher schach than exactly the pasul schach. Yoser mikamosan. Why? Chavraya amrin. So we get into a little physics here. Chavraya amrin. Shein tefach nichnas l'toch tefach. If you have a tefach of pasul schach, and then you have a tefach of space, you're going to put kosher schach. If the space is exactly a tefach, could you fit in a tefach of kosher schach? There's got to be a little wiggle room. Or a drop of air that if you're going to put in schach, but to take up the space, you know, you also have the border of that space. So the Gemara says it has to be a drop more of kosher space to put in the kosher schach, or else it's not going to fit in. Ain't tefach nichnas, no tefach, right? It's going to be too tight. So the Gemara says, really? Heisev Rabbi Babar Mamal. Seems to be a machlokas about physics. Hari kli zechuches, hari tefach nichnas, no tefach. If you have a space of a tefach, can't you put in something a little more rigid? The clay schuchis, the glass is going to go right in there. Can it fit? The Gemara says no. Amar Rav Yosa, taba nichnas v'yotze. Ram hacha nichnas v'eino yotze. Over there, in the case that you're talking about, there must be a drop more because it goes in and out. So it's a little more than a tefach on tefach. Look at the carbon eida. Hasamari b'sheish b'chalalo shiachol tefach al tefach lichnas v'latzis b'sochavu yoser mitefach al tefach. It must be a drop more. Here, nichas and yotze, it's going to be nichas, it won't be able to come out. That's not, it has to be a drop more. There's no need for it to come out. But b'metzias, if it sure has to be wider. And therefore, the question, the Gemara assumes that the question is wrong, and therefore it has to be ksas yoser mikamosan. A drop bigger, so therefore you could be able to fit in an equal amount of kosher schach to your sukkah. Period. That's all part of the discussion of the first half of the Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah, back to the Gadish case. I have a huge pile of straw, and I now tunnel out a hole in the bottom of it. So that's puzzle. Why is that puzzle? The Gemara has 2 days, whether this is a psul daraisa or a psul derabanan. Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Mipnei shehi nireis ka'otsar. What is that nireis ka'otsar? That is a psul derabanan. Nireis ka'otsar. Rav Chaim Kadievsky explains, Taima dechodi begadish. Eino sukkah mishem gzeira sheme yavo leishev ba'otsar she'omid mikvar. Av mishlo chatato l'shem sukkah. Because maybe I might have had a straw. Maybe I had this big pile of straw in my yard, and every time I wanted some straw, I took some from the bottom, and it ended up, having a hole there. So that's not a kosher sukkah. Midaraisa is not a kosher sukkah because I didn't put on the roof l'shem. So that's my otsar. So if I'm able to use this big straw that even if I tunneled in to make a sukkah, but I might come to use the case where I didn't do it l'shem sukkah, and therefore it is a problem due to Rabbanan. What's important about that shita? That shita does not say that it's a problem daraisa of tasav lo min asui. That's what I might have said, right? Because that's the second day of the Gemara. Tani Rabbi Chiya tasav lecha lo min asui lecha. Meaning, what happened here? You didn't put the schach on l'shem. What do we say? You don't need a schach l'shem mitzvah sukkah, but you need schach l'shem protection for shade. You have to put it on to be a roof. And what happened here? I have a big pile of straw, and then I made a hole in the bottom of it. I didn't put the straw on to be a cover to what's under it. So that's the second day. What does the first day hold? How is it not a problem, Tasa Lomanasi? It must be that, no, you're able, when you have a big pile of straw, the upper layers are there covering the lower layers. And it's not a daraisa. You have to say something like that, because how could it not be a problem of Tasa Lomanasi? Right? The Ritva here on this Mishnah also says, you have to say something like that. Have a ki'ilu na'ase kula l'shem tzel, v'ta'ase karina bay. To say it's, right, even the upper layers of straw, once you're chotate a little more, or either you say it was originally put on, or you say as you're making the hole in the bottom, you are now creating the schach also without even moving it. You have to say something like that to say why it's not a ram pasul manasi. So it's machlokas, whether it's a psul daraisa or a psul derabanan. Manafik mimene, alamai nafkamina. Yeah, we don't do derabanans either. The answer is, if you did it, it's a ma'akev. Right? Ve'yesh ba, there is a nafkamina. Al dai te drebechi psula, kon drebechi is pasul, b'di'evet. Right? It's pasul daraisa, you didn't sit in the sukkah. Al dai drebe yochanan kshera. Kon drebe yochanan, maybe if it's only a psul derabanan, maybe b'di'evet, it would be kosher. Which is a big sugya in this besechta. Many sukkahs are pasul derabanan. Do we say that b'di'evet, you're yotze? Right? There's a lashon in Tosfos on Dav Gimel where Tosfos says by a sukkah that's not that's kosher that's pasul derabanan machlokas b'shar meis hillel, but if you have your table outside the sukkah and you lean and you're not supposed to do that because you might come to eat outside the sukkah, so that's machlokas b'shar meis hillel. But the language of Tosfos is lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha dafilu midaraisa lo kiyem. It's a much discussed Tosfos Dav Gimel and Aleph in sukkah. That it could be even if it's a psul darais, derabanan, you aren't yotze at all. The rabbanan have the power to knock out. That's a topic that we've touched on in the past. The rabbanan can knock out a mitzvah daraisa if you don't do it in the way they said. Again, there's different ways. Like if I bench with my own words nowadays, right? The Minchas Chinuch wonders. The rabbanan told me how to bench, which words to use. And the Torah didn't say that. The Rabbanan told me how to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa. If I do it not in the way the rabbi said, do I not even get a mitzvah daraisa? Because the Rabbanan knocked it out. This is different. Each of these are different. If I blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, do I get a mitzvah daraisa and just get an aveira de Rabbanan? Right? It's worth it for me. It's worth it. I want the mitzvah of shofar daraisa. I'll take the mitzvah aveira de Rabbanan. Or do I say no? Once the Rabbanan told me not to, then it's knocked out. Okay. Says the Gemara. Hamishah, there are no answers there. I just brought up some questions. But again, each context is a little different. Hamishah shel tvanos, here we go. Walls. Milamal on lamatan. If I make my walls I make my walls from the top to the bottom. Meaning hanging walls. You allowed to have hanging walls? So Gemara says no. If there's 3 tefach space from the bottom of your wall to the ground, it's puzzle. Right? You need it has to be within 3 tvachim. You can't have the ability of goats to go through. Milamata lamala, but if it's from bottom to up, that we've said. Im gavo, I'm in aretz asar tvachim. Once you have a 10 tvach high wall, then the schach could be all the way above it. You could have a huge space. Kshera, because then you say good asik, mechitzta, that it goes straight up. Right, but good achis, you wouldn't say unless it's within three. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim whether, if it's 10 tafach wall, could you say, oh, that's a good wall? And therefore you have a good wall under the schach, or do you have to say good asik, it's as if it touches the schach? Right, do you need good asik there, or just say no, you have a wall, you have a schach, and you could have space there. So that's a question. But there is another amazing, let's just finish the Mishnah, and then we'll ask Rabbi Yossi Omer. No, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Kishem Shalamata Milamala Saratvachim, Kach Milamala Milamata Saratvachim. Rabbi Yossi argues, you're allowed to have hanging walls. You can have space on the bottom. You can have more than three Tvachim. Hirchik, says Rabbi Yossi, Hirchik as Asicha, Manatvana Shlosha Tvachim Sula. That's what we mentioned earlier. But if you have a horizontal space between your Schach and the wall, three Tvachim ruins it. Three Tvachim of airspace in the Sukkah ruins it. Right, again, if it's puzzle schach, you could have four amos on the side. But if it's airspace, three tefachim ruins it. Okay, one more line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo amar Rabbi Yose el inyan sukkah. Rabbi Yose who matirs hanging walls, that's only for sukkah. Aval inyan Shabbos, av Rabbi Yose mod. Rabbi Yose says, no, for Shabbos, we're talking about more serious, nisr kares. So Shabbos, Rabbi Yose would never say it. And the Gemara says, that's not true. What about the story? We've had this story before. Milsa Rabbi Chanina Amr Afalini Shabbos. The story of Rabbi Chanina tells us even for Hilcha Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi would allow it. Dom Rabbi Chanina, Shulton Bala Tzipori. And one time the government came to Tzipori, and there's another version that they wanted to bring a Sefer Torah, something. They wanted to enclose the space. Vitila lo kitios, and they hung up curtains which didn't reach the ground. It was above three tefachim. Vihitzi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Latalto Tachtayan B'shitas Aviv, and Rabbi Shmuel allowed it. Based on his father Shita, Rabbi Shmuel, then Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one in the Mishnah. So you see, Rabbi Yossi says that even by Hilchos Shabbos, not just by Hilchos Sukkah. Period. Stop there. Just one question to end with, and it's a very strong question. You got to figure this out. The Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua asks on this Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? That if you have hanging walls, it has to be within three tefachim of the ground. Right? So you have to make it lovewood. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, we have two different halachot Moshe Mishinai. We have good achis mechitzta, which means the walls shoot down, and we have lovewood within three tefachim. So what do you need good achis mechitzta for? If your wall always has to be within three tefachim of the ground anyway, then what do you need that whole halacha Moshe Mishinai for? Good achis mechitzta, it's always lovewood. So just have lovewood. Good asik mechitzta, that teaches me that my wall could shoot up, you know, very, very far. But if your hanging wall always has to be within three tefachim of the ground, then what do you need the whole rule of good achis mechitzta that your wall shoots down? You have lovewood. It has to be within three tefachim, so you have lovewood. So what does that teach me? So you have to come up with a case of good achis that is not lovewood. So the Pnei Yeshua himself says, oh, we have another principle called pitikra yorid v'sosim, which we had, I think, once before already. Pitikra is that if you have the schach, let's say we have the case of the Gesher, the overpass, right? The case of the overpass, Yehuda, the Mishnah in Erevin, so you have an overpass, so it's surrounded by two sides, and the other ones are open. So Yehuda says, it's as if the walls shoot down. There are no walls. Pitikra yorid v'sosim. So that's a case where that's based on good achis, says the Pnei Yeshua. Or the Sfas Emes here, quotes the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, and says, maybe the whole issue of being within three is only a psul derabanan. Really, midaraisa, you would say, you would say gurachis. Midaraisa, you would say gurachis. We find that line. And this answers the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. But he says it's mashba that the whole thing is a psul daraisa. Okay, you got to work on that question, but we will stop here in the Gemara. Oh, yeah.